Good morning, everybody. It's such a privilege to be here, and I wanted to begin not only by introducing myself, but by saying just a little bit about how it is that I wound up being here to present for you this morning. Because you know, I will confess, okay, I'll close the door too. There we go. So I am the manager of the spiritual care program for Regional Hospice and Palliative Care. It's a hospice and palliative care program right here in Connecticut in Danbury. And Danbury, as many as, well, you're not from around here, but if you are, you know that Danbury is not too far from Newtown, Connecticut, which is sadly a town that's known around the country now for a not very happy reason because of the shootings that took place there. And because of that, there was naturally a big outpouring of desire for grief support, bereavement counseling, and ways that the community can come together to help one another through that tragedy, because everybody in the community was affected by it, regardless of whether they had children in the school or tragically children, you know, who might have been impacted by it. And so at one point, 3 years ago, I was invited, along with one of my colleagues from Regional, by the members of Trinity Episcopal Church in Newtown to do a program just like this one at the Newtown Public Library. So I went and we did the presentation. And after the presentation, this nice guy got up and introduced himself. And it was Rick Kamenak Case, who's the director of the NACSW. And he said, you know, we have this program that's going on in Hartford in a few years. When you're here, you should definitely come and do this program again. And of course I said yes. Well, it wasn't until the materials started to come out for the program and I started getting these emails that I realized what I had signed myself up for, that I'm in such illustrious company here with the presentation and that all of you have been flying in from all over the country to hear this presentation. And I will confess that I have a little bit of trepidation about this, and I hope that we could maybe turn it over the course of these 3 hours into something where we're able to share amongst ourselves and find some ways to interact. Because you know, I'm not an academic, I'm not a researcher, I'm not a person who does presentations like this for a living all the time. What I am is a pastor. And the information and my approach to this subject comes straight out of my own experience. So I wanted to begin just a little bit so that you know where I'm coming from and who I am and so what we're going to be doing together over these next few hours. I'm an ordained minister of the United Church of Christ. And when I was in divinity school, in my denomination, we do a three-year master's degree for ministry post-college. When I was in divinity school, I had the opportunity to work as a ministry intern in a continuing care facility that stretched everything from skilled nursing care to independent living care, an enormous complex here in Connecticut. And it was in the course of doing that ministry that I discovered how much impact, and we all have, as you all as social workers have learned this, how much impact just the simple power of presence and listening can be to bring God into situations of, you know, real darkness and real pain, and that just that ministry of presence, just that ability to actively listen and to be present without trying to fix it, without trying to change it, just to provide that sense of love and care and presence. That, for me, was my real conversion experience to the work of ministry. So I went on after divinity school. I did get, like you all, I got my MSW in gerontology. But since then, I've been the pastor of my own church for many years. I've worked in education. I've worked in nonprofit administration. And now for the last 6 years, I've been a hospice chaplain. So as I mentioned, I hope you'll bear with me because this presentations like this are not something that I do all the time. And so what I wanted to do was really to organize it through through my experience and some just tips, things that I found helpful and useful and true over the years. And also really as well, it's such a blessing to have this kind of an organization, to ground it as well in our shared faith. Hospice, chaplaincy, and social work generally, we serve people of all different belief systems and all different cultures and all different places. And of course, even within belief systems and cultures, you find an incredible range of beliefs, as we all know. Just because somebody goes to X, Y, or Z congregation doesn't mean that they, right, you know in advance what they believe just because of where they go. You know, ask people questions and you find that we all are wrestling with these questions our whole lives long, that we all have different beliefs. And also, of course, what's true is that our experience and circumstances over time change our beliefs and change our relationship to God and to our own spiritual understandings. So, you know, that having been said, while that is where we all are, and those are the populations that we work with, and we have to be attentive to those things, particularly when we're talking to people in such difficult times as when they're struggling with grief or loss. That having been said, here in this room, the wonderful thing about an organization like this is I think we all do come from a place of which is grounded in Christian belief and Christian spirituality. So, you know, my presentation is really gonna come a lot from Scripture and from the witness of the Christian tradition and what it has to say to and about the subject of death and dying and the subject of grieving. So I hope that's okay. It's a little unorthodox for a presentation to a group of social workers, but I hope that that's in keeping with why you all are here for this weekend. So I just wanted to give a little sense of that.